In this bulletin, the federal government again defends its handling of the Omicron wave of COVID-19, protests over China's human rights abuses ahead of the Beijing Winter Olympic Games, and in sport, Australian cricket captain Pat Cummins tight-lipped over the future of Justin Langer. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. The federal government has once again defended its handling of the COVID-19 crisis in the aged care sector. There are claims the government has bungled the rollout of boosters for residents in aged care homes and failed to properly plan and prepare for the worst. Speaking to reporters in Canberra ahead of the resumption of Parliament next week, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's asked the ministers for health, aged care and defence to look into what else can be done in the sector. Mr. Morrison says the government has done its best in the circumstances and its actions have saved businesses and lives.
We were looking at the start of this pandemic into a horror scenario that no one could imagine. Any number of possibilities were out there. No one understood what the virus was or how it impacted, how deadly it would be. And as we are here now, 2 years later, we have saved 40,000 lives. We have ensured that we have one of the strongest economies anywhere in the advanced world, and thirdly, one of the highest rates of vaccination.
Meanwhile, the Labor leader Anthony Albanese has renewed his calls for the immediate resignation of the Aged Care Services Minister, Richard Colbeck. At least 777 aged care residents with the virus have died since July, and major staff shortages have led to suboptimal care. Mr. Albanese says Minister Colbeck, who attended a cricket match instead of a parliamentary inquiry into the crisis, should have the honour to step down.
This is a crisis in the sector, and this minister has failed before and he continues to fail. What do you have to do to lose your job under this government? If Richard Colbeck had any integrity, he would resign. But if the Prime Minister had any leadership and wanted to actually show some, instead of always going missing and always blaming someone else, he would sack this minister and put someone in charge who wants to do the job.
The New South Wales Premier is heralding the management of COVID during the return to school this week as a major achievement. The state government says 617 staff across 438 government schools have so far tested positive to the virus, while 2,417 students have recorded a positive case, but no schools have had to close and attendance has been high. Premier Dominic Perrottet says many people thought the safe return to school was not possible.
There was concerns about closures of schools. We had the doctors union who were still coming out and saying we shouldn't have kids back in the classroom. What I saw this week was smiles on so many kids' faces right across the state as they returned back to class. We went out, we had a plan, we resourced that plan, we executed that plan.
Qantas boss Alan Joyce has denounced Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan over his decision to keep borders shut indefinitely. Mr. McGowan scrapped a plan to reopen the rest of Australia from February 5th, citing concerns over the Omicron variant. Speaking on Nine Radio, Mr. Joyce says he thinks people should be outraged at the decision.
The fact that you guys can get to London but you can't get to Perth, we're supposed to be all Australians, you can't even travel around your own country. And there's not a plan. And in Western Australia, there isn't a plan for when that's going to open up. It's a bit like it's starting to look like North Korea. It's going to be closed indefinitely at this stage.
Protests against human rights abuses in China are casting a shadow over tonight's opening ceremony of the Beijing Winter Olympics. Hundreds of Tibetans and supporters have gathered outside the Swiss headquarters of the International Olympic Committee, waving signs with messages like "Save Tibet" and "No More Bloody Games." The Winter Games is attracting global controversy as it spotlights the host country's treatment of Uyghurs, Tibetans and other ethnic minorities, with the United States leading a diplomatic boycott of the event. Karma Choaki, president of the Tibetan community of Switzerland and Liechtenstein, says the Olympic Committee should not have awarded Beijing the hosting rights.
Unfortunately, it's too late to say countries should not participate. We understand that the athletes are doing their job. They need this platform. That's why we condemn really the International Olympic Committee for having accepted to grant this game to Beijing.
to sport now, and Australian cricket captain Pat Cummins says he understands why Justin Langer would want an immediate answer on his future as the national team's coach. Cricket Australia board members met on Friday morning over several issues, with Langer's contract the top priority after 6 months of speculation. Cummins has told Channel 7 that although he's part of the evaluation panel who will decide Langer's fate, he will not be adding to the growing speculation.
He's been great. The results have been, you know, excellent, especially the last kind of 6 months. But it's also, you know, in fact, we're in a high performance scenario where everyone gets evaluated all the time. His contract's up, so they're just running that process at the moment, which I think's incredibly healthy and fair. And I know everyone's wanting an urgent decision, but I'm sure Cricket Australia will make that soon.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, it's expected to be a very hot and sunny day with a top of 40 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 30. Melbourne, much the same, 27. Hobart, cloudy and 20. Canberra, partly cloudy, 21. Wollongong, a shower or two, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, also a shower or two and 24 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 28. Cairns, showers and a possible storm, 30. And in Darwin, also showers and a possible storm with an expected top of 30 degrees. That's SBS News.